Kakalosh Bokatov. There's an interesting Shulchan Aruch brought down in Siman Resh Kafdalet Sif Yudbet. Shulchan Aruch says, Haroe Kivrei Yisrael Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Yatzar Etchem Medin Vechule Kivrei Akum Omer Bushem Achem. So he says like this, if a person comes and he's going to see Kivrei Yisrael, which means the person did not go to the Jewish cemetery for more than a month. And what happens is he comes to the cemetery, so usually on the cemetery wall or the doors, the entrance, they have a pasuk. And that pasuk is actually a beracha. The beracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Yatzar Etchem Medin, which He created with you with judgment. V'dan Otchem Medin, He judged you with judgment. V'zan Otchem Etchem, He actually sustained us with judgment. V'chkeh Otchem Etchem, V'chyah Etchem Medin, He actually made us live. V'mit Etchem, He made us die. V'u'atil L'chiyotem, and He is going to in the future also make us live again. V'chayah Olam Haba, V'hu Yodea Mispar Kulechem Medin, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayah Metim. So you actually say this pasuk, which means as if to say they're saying a beracha every time that you're going to the cemetery. Again, this is obviously if you weren't there for 30 days and you didn't see Kivrei Yisrael, you didn't say Kvarim of Yisrael, this is what you're going to say. So it says, however, though, when you come and you see the Kivrei Umot HaOlam, it says, you say the Pasuk, Bushay Machem, Ochafera Yodatchem, Yecher Goyim Edvar, it's a Pasuk that we say. Now he says, after you come and you say this beracha for Kivrei Yisrael, you say another Pasuk. The pasuk is Yichyu Metecha Nevelti Yikum Yekutzav Shuluchu Nafak Yitalu Lotarecha Vare Tzofim Tepil. And then you put your hand on the kever. So the shitat of the Mekubalim is that you place your left hand on the kever and you say V'nacha Hashem Tamid V'zbiya Tzatzichon Nashecha V'tzvotech Yechletz Hidr Gan Rovei Chumotze Mayim Asher Lo Yechzvu Memav. So you say a pasuk, right? And then you continue saying and you're actually asking that the Menuchato of the Ploni, which is actually buried there, that means the fact that this person is buried there, it should actually be as if to say a zechut for them, right, that they're having over there. Then there's a minhag to take esif, to take grass, and to uproot it, or to put a little tiny stone on the kever, and that's because of kavod amet, as if to say, to show that you went to visit them. So that's why you take a little tiny stone and you put it on the kever. So these are just different halachot which are happening. Obviously, there's going to be more, but this is just the basics of going to the Bet HaChaim.